I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I apologize, but I'm not repeating what I said.
No, don't repeat that. But yeah, we're both going to get some hairdos this next week.
Yeah.
So. Dude.
I think we are in the eye of the storm right now, and we are headed to a second shutdown.
Oh, for sure. Oh, sure. People aren't wearing their goddamn masks. Or your fucking mask.
I walked from my office to Dairy Queen, which, for those of you who don't know, it is two doors down. There is one building between my office building and Dairy Queen. And I saw there were a ton of people out on the deck at Aubrey's, and not a single person had food or a drink, and none of them were wearing masks. If you are not actively eating, your mask should be on.
No, I think people think because they're outside, they don't have to wear a mask, that masks are only for inside, but I would slightly disagree. Like, if you are out walking around, like, you are walking, you are not stationary. And the wind is blowing. I don't necessarily feel you need a mask, but if you're sitting stationary in front of other people, and then there's other people sitting next to you, like, wear a fucking mask, no matter if you're inside or outside. So, let me tell you, you're not going to want to see me after I tell you this story.
Wait. And then I went over to Dairy Queen, and nobody at Dairy Queen was wearing a mask. I saw one person in my block-long walk wearing a mask the whole time. And I swooped around behind the building. I saw two people wearing a mask. So one was on the phone outside of Aubrey's, and the other one was a Dairy Queen worker who was out back taking out the trash. Two people.
Yeah.
That was it. Mm-mm. Right? Yeah. You tell me.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're not wearing masks and gloves when I roll up to your carryout, I'm not coming back. So Dairy Queen didn't have gloves on. Not coming back.
Yep. I thumbs downed it, you guys. The girls at the Dairy Queen and Dexter were all wearing gloves.
Yeah, ours, they were wearing masks, but not the window guy was wearing a mask, but not gloves. Taco Bell has literally been the best place to go to right now.
They have the little basket.
Little basket. I got the plastic shield in front of their window. And, like, they don't touch shit. They pull their card reader out. You stick it in. Like, legit. I'm like, it's really weird to say it. The safest place I feel to eat right now is Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, when the first time I went through the Taco Bell drive-through and they put my food into the little tub and handed it like that, mm-hmm. I was like, wow!
Fancy. Yeah, like, I was impressed.
Me too.
Super impressed. I can't remember if McDonald's is doing gloves or not. I think they are. They're pretty sanitary at McDonald's, so. Okay, so I'm about to give you anxiety. Shannon went to graduation party and baby shower this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Graduation party was okay. It was outside in a pavilion, very large pavilion. Not many people were there, so we were all able to, like, kind of socially distance. So we, like, stood in large circles and talked. And when you sat at the average size picnic table, it was like, two people on one side, two people on the other with a gap in between. So we kind of, like, distanced like that. The only thing that freaked me out was, like, community utensils. And I'm like, no community utensils. Like, so like I told Scott, I was like, when you go down the food line, you fucking use your own fork. Do not use those community utensils. And then it came time to cut the cake, and fucking Carrie grabbed the whole goddamn batch of forks in her hot little hands, and I screamed. I was like, Carrie, you're touching all the forks, man. And she didn't even think about it. I was like, what do you think this is, 2019? Like, you can't be touching things anymore. So that was okay. Like, people were pretty clean. They, you know, no one was wearing, Catherine's the only person in either of these stories wearing masks full time, by the way. And only because she's choosing to, not because I'm making her. I know.
Bless her sweet little face.
Bless her heart. So I was a little comfortable. I was more comfortable at the graduation party than the next party, which was just baby shower in the backyard. Just baby shower in the backyard. 6 people a table. No one's wearing masks. People are sitting on top of each other like they're pulling chairs from other tables so they can sit closer to each other. Community spoons. Super tiny food tent. So like 6 people are crammed into a little tent at a time to go through this U-shaped thing. And again, like Catherine and I roll up in our masks and like I probably should have kept mine on. Catherine kept hers on most of the time. And we sat in the front, like by where, you know, the guest of honor sits to do presents and shit. So we sat next to the gift and dessert table and like no one was that close to shit. And it was just me and Catherine and like 2 other cousins at a large table. So I felt fine with those people. But like when we went through the food line, like I threw my mask on because like that shit was out of control. And they did have, you know, individual drinks. So you could reach into a cooler and pull out a drink. Or you could get a cup and get a sangria. But like I kept my hand sanitizer on me the whole time. Catherine and I were always spraying our hands every time we touched something. Because it was just like, baby shower. Like just fucking baby shower. And if we hadn't carpooled with Carrie, I probably would have fucking left.
Yeah.
And even that gave me anxiety. Like, I was like, do I wear a mask in Carrie's car with her? Like, I just saw her the day before. So like, I decided not to. But Catherine did in the car ride to and from. And like Carrie and I talked, but we didn't look at each other. Like I made sure to like I kept facing forward. And anytime I laughed or something, like I'd look the other way. But like, they're just fucking out and about. Like Todd and Carrie took the girls up to Frankenmuth. They've been going out to dinner. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done. I'm done beefing now. And now it's like 4th of July weekend. And my brother wants everyone over Saturday. And Pete wants everyone over Saturday. And I'm just like, can't we go back to being locked down, please?
Yes, Shannon, you can. You don't have to go to any of these things. You can tell these people that are your family and that are not behaving well, I'm sorry, but we have other plans. And you don't have to tell them that your other plans are to stay the fuck at home away from their irresponsible asses.
Yeah. So we're going to go to John's for like 2 hours and just like continue to socially distance with them. We saw them on Father's Day. No hugs. Like we just sat like across the table from each other.
Okay, but like, you know that after that you're not allowed to do anything else for you're not allowed to do anything else for us to go on vacation.
I don't have anything else besides seeing. Like, I was supposed to be locked down so I could get my hair done next Wednesday.
You've been doing shit all the time. You've been going to all these things. So after John's on the 4th.
It just feels like all these things just because, like.
Because it is.
It's not. I'm not gallivanting around town, like, doing shit every day like other people are. Carrie's looking for shit to do with her girls every single day of the week. And I'm just like. Calm the fuck down.
The things that have been coming out this week have said that the increased numbers are coming from partiers, mm-hmm. from parties, and from restaurants.
Yep.
You've been going to parties!
Not inside houses. We've all been outside.
But they also don't sound like they've been super safe. Like,
no, you know, I did not eat cake at that baby shower because so my cousin Christina, the baby mama's sister, was like, do we have gloves? I want to cut the cake. Do we have gloves? And the husband's mother was like, No, we don't need them. And my cousin Christina like looked at her, and then I looked at her, and then she jumped up and just started cutting cake with her gross ass fingers. And I looked at Catherine and I was like, don't you eat that cake. Even if people give it to you, do not eat the cake.
That is a thing that never should have happened. You should never, like, you should never be cutting cake without washed hands. You should always go wash your hands before you cut a cake.
Yeah, she just fucking jumped up and cut it. And
you wash your hands before you cut a cake. That was, this is not a new rule. That's an old rule.
Yeah. And Christina had used like sanitizer, like a large amount of hand sanitizer on her hands to like do it. But like even she was uncomfortable like cutting and plating cake. And so I looked at Catherine. I was like, don't you dare eat that cake. Did I hit record? I did hit record. Okay.
Yes, because I remember the thing telling us. And the first thing I said was that I wasn't going to repeat what I just said.
Yeah.
Repeat what I just said.
So Pete and Becky have been pretty locked down. So I'm actually more comfortable going to their house than my own brother's house.
Yeah, because John's been an irresponsible schmuck the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. What,
honey? Have you pooped today? How many Pringles did you have?
Just two buckets. Just two bowls of it.
Two bowls of it. What, can you go try to go poop or something? I'm not happy.
No, me neither. I'm really annoyed. Like,
I actually like told Carrie, I was like, I have friends I want to see, and I can't like be fucking gallivanting around town. So, don't shame me for, like, wearing a mask in your car, man. So, oh, by the way, her husband doesn't believe in COVID, so.
I hope he fucking gets it. That's what I feel. Like, oh, okay, yep. So I was on the Disney podcast the other night, and I also, like, made a friend in the podcast thing because she is from Kalamazoo, and we just have, like, a lot of similarities.
Yeah, fun.
So, like, we kept on like chatting with each other, and we finally just became Facebook friends the other day. And she was doing like a great job. So Disney News, they're switching Splash Mountain.
I know, I'm so excited.
I am too. I love Splash Mountain, and there are things about it that I'm really going to miss. Like, I love the little upside down opossums dancing at you, and I look at them every time I'm on the ride. And I love the little buzzards right before you go down the big splash. Like, they're great. Like, there are just things about it that I think are really special and that I'm going to miss, but they will exist in my head forever. And I fucking love Tiana. I am delighted. I am so excited. It's going to be great. And people were like, oh, so Disney's going to change this now because of race. And the answer to that is no. This was in the works before this. Disney.
2 years, motherfuckers. Like, the article says our Imagineers have been working on this for a year and a half.
So it has nothing to do with the racial and civil unrest going on in the country right now. But from the standpoint, so they decided they are not re-releasing that movie.
No, it's buried. You're talking about Song of the South, right?
Yes.
Song of the South is buried. You can't find it. You can't watch it. Like, you might be able to see the zippity-doo-dah song, but that would be about it.
Mark once found it for me because I was like, I want to watch it. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. And he found this, like, Chinese,
crazy right? Chinese bootleg of it.
Yeah, a bootleg from that was with a really weird aspect ratio. So I saw that, but Disney, here's the thing. Disney loves IP. They love synergy and they love making money.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to make more money? A ride around an IP that they never released that's buried, or one around a very popular princess movie?
Yeah.
This is a totally normal Disney response.
Like, yeah, they totally redid Norway to match Frozen.
Yeah.
So, and I heard all of Epcot's going to start getting a makeover anyway, and each country will now have some sort of character associated with it. And that was never the point of Epcot to begin with. So.
Right. And they're building, like, in France, they're building a Remy roller coaster, like, from Ratatouille. Like, adding modern IP is a thing that Disney does. Like, this is not surprising, you know?
Yeah.
In the works.
Didn't they redo Swiss Family Robinson House to Tarzan?
That's only
in Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, Disney World's is still Swiss Family Treehouse. So anyway, we're talking in the chat, and this girl who I just became friends with was saying that. And also people were like, well, why does it matter? Why does it matter if it's racist? It's just Splash Mountain. And she was like, well, you know, it matters to some people. That movie is hurtful. And to some people, there is pain associated with it. So why not do better? You know, so she was just doing this like really great and generous job of talking to everybody. And so I like messaged her and I was like, you are doing amazing in there. Thank you. You're delightful. And then this guy goes, who lives in Florida, in the chat was like, not in our chat, we had a private chat, in the group chat, was like, things aren't as bad in Florida as people are saying. And I was like, I bet 100% that is because he doesn't know anyone who has had it. That is why you would say that, because what is being reported is the numbers of confirmed cases.
Didn't I tell you a month ago that Florida was going to hit big because of what's-her-face's Snapchats?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Florida was released, they all went out partying and bar hopping.
Yep.
And no one's wearing masks. Not even the workers are wearing masks in the bars and shit. No gloves, no masks. And I was like, well, they're all going to die soon.
I keep trying to impress upon Patrick how dire his situation is. He goes and does his work at a bar every day.
Is he wearing a mask?
What do you think, Shannon?
Absolutely not. Do we need to send him Michael Rappaport's video?
Probably. But like, here's the thing that's like difficult, where I understand where Patrick is coming from. If your local leadership is not taking it seriously at all, how are you supposed to?
Right. And our national leadership isn't taking it seriously.
So like, right. So
U.S. citizens aren't allowed to travel to other countries right now because no one will let us in.
Are you going to still get an exchange student?
Right. Do I get my exchange student? Is their country going to let her leave?
Right. That's what
are her parents going to let her leave at this point? Like, we did get to talk to her, BT Dubs. Very nice. Aww. She's very sweet. But we talked about that. Like, everything could change between now and then, and we hope it doesn't, but, you know, be prepared for that. So.
Yeah.
I'm just having anxieties. And
Michigan's on the upswing again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're an orange state now. We're up 20 to 50% increase from previous weeks, which was really low. So while that looks bad, it's still a low number.
Yeah, it was like 200 to 300. That's 150%. That's a 50% increase.
Yeah. So
going from 200 to 300 is a 50% increase, which does look really bad when you're comparing it to all the things, but like,
it's not 1,000 cases. I'm sorry. It's not 6,000 cases.
I'm sorry. It's not 9,000 cases.
A day.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that guy who was like, things aren't as bad as people are saying in Florida. I was like, one, they're probably worse. Because not everybody gets tested. Not everybody who has it gets tested. It's like me when I had swine flu. They just were like, well, if you think you have it, stay home.
Oh, by the way, swine flu's back.
Yes, I saw that.
Good thing our borders are fucking closed.
We've had one pandemic, yes, but what about second pandemic?
There's like giant sinkholes in North Dakota. Someone fell down a well today in Connecticut. In their house. Someone built the add-on to the house right over a well and didn't cover it. Didn't cap it off, didn't close it off, didn't implode it. Just literally put the subflooring right over the fucking well.
No.
Person fell through the floor into it.
Don't do it.
So. Shit's still falling apart, man.
Yes, it is. So, Shannon, on the plus side of life, do you have any things that you've been watching?
We've been watching some more Disney movies. Not that they're necessarily new, but
that's okay.
We watched Cinderella last night, and I thought of you. And we just started watching Cinderella 2. which I've is like a bunch of short stories about Cinderella becoming a princess.
Hmm.
And we didn't finish it though because Disney Plus was being a bitch. Watch Mulan tonight.
I fucking love Mulan.
Yeah. Scott and I did start watching this new show a few weeks ago and I forgot to talk about it. It's called Crossing Swords on Hulu. And it's like a claymation type of deal. Hmm. But they're like little wooden people. You know those wooden people with just the heads and the body, you know, arms? So they're like little wooden people, like animation type of things. And it's from the Robot Chicken, the people from Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
It is really raunchy. Like, do not watch this with children around. Like, we started watching it and had to turn it off like a minute in. That escalated real quick. That shit escalated real quick. Like that, my neck, like that, my neck, my back song. It escalated real quick. So I can't decide if I'm like offended by it or entertained by it. I have mixed feelings about it. So I would say watch it with a grain of salt if you are interested. It is funny, but I'm like, I don't have a liberal tard opinion on it yet.
Okay.
But it's interesting. It's funny. It's, you know, it takes place in medieval England. But with modern language, and it's really raunchy. So,
yeah, I had a depression stay in bed weekend, and I watched a ton of classic Disney cartoons and movies. So I was also on a Disney movie kick. I've been watching this YouTuber lately named Bailey Sarian, and she does a thing called Murder Mystery Makeup Mondays. So every Monday she does a video and she does wild makeup looks. Like, her looks are good. And then she talks about just a true crime case while she does her makeup. So she does her makeup and is like, and then it turns out that he was just giving her money this whole time. Right. So that's what it's like.
That's funny.
It's like having a conversation with a girlfriend, but that there's no pressure to respond.
Right. She's just telling you this bomb ass story while she's getting ready for the day.
Yep. And I enjoy it very much. So I've been watching, and here's a picture of her. She is good at the makeups.
Yeah.
And she looks different in every single picture because she does contouring. She'll do her contouring and highlighting and everything. And I'm like, look at how she looks different in every single one. She's so talented.
I think we should start contouring to make our faces look skinnier.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the definite one that I want to do is the one under here. You just put a lot of dark under your chin so it looks shadowed, so it doesn't look like you have multiple chins. She's so good. She's so good at the makeup. And it's great, too, to see her out of makeup to start, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Bailey Sarian, Murder Mystery Makeup Monday. I was going to try to pull a non-makeup picture of her. This is what she looks like before.
Oh, wow. She just looks like an average person.
She really does, right?
Yeah.
So she is, this one is very funny. That's her without it in the center and with it on the two sides. Like,
wow.
She is.
Wow, that is some voodoo magic.
She is very talented at the makeup.
That's like one of those girls you take home from the bar, and then when you wake up with her in the morning, you're like, what did I have? Like, were my beer goggles that thick?
She looks like a different person.
Right.
So yeah, Murder Mystery Makeup Monday, Bailey Sarian YouTube. That's what I've been watching a lot of. That. And Disney movies. I also watch a bunch of like Disney food videos because our Disney trip is booked. Your Woo! Disney trip is booked. My yep. Disney trip is booked.
Yep. We're all booked. Booked.
We're panicking now though, because Joseph and Ashley and I were kind of counting eggs before they hatched. So we were told that we were getting an inheritance. And it turns out that there's a problem with the way the wills were written. And the options are, one, for us to renounce our inheritance or two, to let it go through court for many years and cost tens of thousands of dollars.
You don't know if it's going to take many years and cost tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, that's what my dad's lawyer suspected. So he read it over the weekend, and he said, this is going to take a long time and cost a lot.
And what does he care? He is paid.
He is my dad's good friend.
Yeah.
And was actually trying to give him good advice.
Yeah.
I mean, what he considered to be good advice.
Well, anyone can contest a will. Even I can roll up into court and contest it.
Why don't you contest your will?
Maybe I should. I can test this will. Was it written properly?
So, like, my aunt's family unit would get the same amount of money, but there are three living children and three living grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents have two of the three grandchildren. So if we renounced our inheritance, our family unit would get less money, and my uncle would get more money. So, like, you can think of it as, like, my cousin, his money would go to his mom, and Joe's money would go to our dad, and my money would go to my rat bastard uncle who I hate.
What?
A hard pill to swallow. So we all were like, we're going to do a deluxe resort, and I'm like, I'm going to actually buy park tickets for once so that I can actually plan ahead and actually get fast passes, if fast passes exist by then. Like, we're going to go all out. And I got the bill and I swallowed hard and I was like, it's okay, we're getting inheritance. And then we're not. So now we have gone deluxe.
And then we're not.
We've gone deluxe on our vacation. And now we are not getting that money.
YOLO?
YOLO. YOLO.
Yeah, you should make your parents pay for your trip.
Yeah. My mom goes, you weren't counting on that money for the trip, were you? And I was like, no.
What do you think, Mom? Of course I was. Is the reservation in your name or Joseph's name?
What?
Is the reservation in your name or Joseph's name?
Oh, we have separate reservations because we have separate tickets. So I have a reservation in my name and a reservation in Joe and Ashley's name. Oh. So we have two rooms at the deluxe resort.
Oh, no. Oh, oh no.
So that Joseph and Ashley, so that Joe can sleep with me on race mornings. Yeah.
Oh, Maggie. Oh no.
Oh no.
Well, if we stay at your resort, we're booked at your same resort right now, but only because my resort wasn't open. If we stay there, you can stay with us.
I don't want to stay with anybody. Whatever. Fuck it. I'm going to pull $4,000 out of nowhere.
Right? That's why I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. So.
I'm pulling $4,000 out of nowhere too.
This is, we decided, Joseph and I, now since we're running two races, so we were going to cosplay as Mabel and Dipper for our race. And then we both decided that, like, we should do that for the 5K because, like, the more costume you wear, you should do for the shorter race, right?
Right, yeah.
So then Joseph is getting this shirt. Can you tell who that is?
Dragon?
Figment! Figment from Journey into Imagination.
Yep.
And then this is a little tank top that says One Little Spark of Inspiration, which was the original. Remember when I forced you to go to Epcot to listen to the song? To see the new fireworks show.
And yes.
You were sitting behind me, but I sang along to the whole thing because it was all these classic Epcot songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. One little spark of inspiration. And I was like singing along because I love that shit. So that's our 10K. That is our 10K race thing. But you see, Shannon, if someone gave you $150, would you worry very much about spending four of those dollars? So we see why I was unconcerned about spending $4,000 on a vacation. Because I thought I was getting $150.
Oh, man. Well, it'll work out, I'm sure.
I said, I just want Disney gift cards for everything.
Yeah.
I want Disney gift cards for Christmas, birthday. Anything that anybody wants to buy me a gift for, just buy me a Disney gift card.
Yeah. And you can see if you can get yourself a Disney credit card, too. Heard of that now.
Do you have the one with the annual fee? Or do you have the one
without
one?
I do have the one with the annual fee. Remember, we bitched about this, right?
Yes.
I
thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Did I tell you I finally called them? They're like, oh, well, Miss Marshall, we pulled a credit report and decided that you were too much of a risk to allow such a large balance.
What?
I was like, awesome. So you cut me off at my knees at the beginning of a pandemic.
Yes.
Thanks. Because I do keep this card clear for emergencies. And now how am I going to plan my Disney vacation? I can't book a Disney vacation with $1,000 available balance.
Yeah.
I need my 6 G's back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm like, and I pay for this card.
Yeah.
So, like, why should I keep you?
I had one credit card that I never used. And then when when my credit was shit, like when everything fell apart, I went to use it and they were like, oh, we've closed this card.
Yep, I've had that happen to me too.
And I was like, I never used this card. I had a zero balance on this card.
Yep. You ran your credit. You're too much of a risk. So we closed your $1,000 card. Thanks.
Yep, same.
And you're that just was like, what happened. Fuck off.
Yep.
That did happen to me too. And I actually didn't realize it was closed for like a year because I always just paid on it.
Yeah.
Because it was always just kind of maxed out. And then I went to go use it and they were like, it's closed. And I was like, what? You mean it's closed?
No, this one literally I hadn't used and there wasn't a balance on it.
Yeah.
And then when I went to use it, they were like, oh, this account is closed.
Like, awesome. Thanks.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Eat my asshole.
Oh, man. All right. What's next?
So our president is the worst.
Well, yeah, we all know that. Next.
No, but we do. I really feel like we need to address the fact that he knew that Russia was putting out hits on our soldiers. That, like, I know that there is no bottom. I know that there's no bottom to how fucked he will be, but that is a new level of fucked.
Hillary Clinton caught so much shit for letting 4 soldiers die in Benghazi.
Ooh!
And people have collected on this Russian bounty.
Yep.
Other countries have killed American soldiers and collected a Russian bounty. This is fucking Star Wars. Like, where the fuck are we living right now?
I don't know. What was the other fucked thing he did this week? He did 2 things.
He rolled back trans rights for employment, right? Employers can now discriminate against you if you're transgender.
That is not the one that I felt like was unusual. That is expected of him. But yes.
However, the Supreme Court held up transgender rights for healthcare. Was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
He took away healthcare. And maybe he took away health care and the Supreme Court held up employment.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
One of those two happened.
No, it was employment because the woman was from Michigan and I remember that her case was about employment.
So both of those things happened. We just can't remember which.
He retweeted the white power video. How could I forget?
Oh, yes. And that is, I'm going to tell everyone, if you've seen that video, that is from a town called The Villages in Florida. It's a little bit north of Orlando, between Orlando and Ocala. And it is literally a rich neighborhood. It is just a neighborhood with rich retirees who live there. But there's so many of them. And the complex is so big. It's literally a little city. And they have schools and fire departments and shit in their gated community.
Yeah, it's just like an overgrown gated community.
Yes. It is an overgrown gated community. They literally just drive fancy golf carts around. Because Javi sent me that video and I texted back. I was like, is that the Villages? And he was like, yup. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, at least half of the people were pissed and the other half are racist. So I have a little bit of hope for those fucking boomers. But Jesus Christ. Oh, I had to defend Black Lives Matter at the graduation party.
Oh, so sweet
I decided to go with my Save the Whales analogy, or the Save the Whales analogy.
Yeah.
So, of course. Well, then what about black on black crime? I'm like, that's not the point!
Well, what about white on white crime? It happens at a way higher rate than black on black crime. That's my response to that, because it's true. Yeah. It's true. Mm-hmm. White on white crime happens way fucking more.
Yeah. I told Scott I'm way more afraid of white men I see out in public than black men.
Yeah, me Sorry. Too. Me fucking too.
Because those are my experiences. And every time you see a rapist on TV, they're white.
Speaking of rapists, the Golden State Killer pleaded guilty this week. So that is great. He is not held accountable for any of the rapes because of statute of limitations, which shouldn't even be a fucking thing.
Right.
Like, here's the thing that we know. Rape trauma takes people a long time to go through. And also, like, rapists are not caught for really long times because rape kits aren't tested. So the fact that there's statute of limitations on rape is fucked. It's fucked and it makes me furious. That is a thing that needs to change. So he is not held accountable for any of the, like, dozens and dozens of rapes he committed, but he pleaded guilty to all of the murders. So, ha.
So there's that, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah.
Michelle McNamara, Patton Oswalt's wife, was the one who wrote the book about him.
Oh, okay.
She died before finishing the book. The end of the book was written by the people who were helping her research it. And so I consider her, Michelle McNamara, to be the patron saint of unsolved crimes.
Aw, yeah.
Because after she died, partially because she brought so much light to the case, like, the book she wrote was amazing. And she's the one who called him the Golden State Killer because he had had multiple names because he'd moved around to different locations. So he was known as the original Night Stalker, the East Area Rapist. And then some people realized that was the same person. So they called him Eurons, or East Area Rapist, Original Night Stalker. And then she was the one who named him the Golden State Killer and, like, wrote this whole book, and it's incredible. And yeah, so Michelle McNamara, patron saint of unsolved crimes, is shining down on us from heaven as the Golden State Killer pleaded guilty. Bless you, Michelle.
I wonder how Patton feels about that. He just got remarried.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. So that took it took a while, but, you know.
No, he loved was real Michelle.
Crushed. Yeah, he was real crushed when she died.
Yeah.
So, or does he just have a girlfriend? He might just have a girlfriend. I can't remember if I just watched his new special and I can't remember if she's a girlfriend or a new wife yet. Probably just a girlfriend. Because it's only been like 4 years, right?
About that?
Yeah.
I don't remember, actually. But you anyway. Should read Michelle, and actually, I listened to Michelle McNamara's book on Audible, and it was really good.
Did she do it?
No, because the book wasn't finished. You're right.
It's I'm an been asshole.
Exactly 4 years. You are an asshole. It's been exactly 4 years.
Yeah.
But you want to know what's funny is that I pretended that the reader was her.
Oh,
like, yeah. I pretended it was Michelle McNamara talking to me.
Like you do.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, it's been exactly 4 years since she died. The book, in case those of you who are listening are curious, is called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer. But no, Patton Oswalt, I think, was like pretty proud of the whole thing. He, like, when the book came out, he went around and did book readings of it and, like, talked about Michelle and talked about her obsession and talked about, like, how much she cared about this. And, like, I'm sure that he's, like, proud that her shining the light on it helped the case get solved, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
And they actually solved it through familial DNA through...
right? Like Ancestry.com or something, right?
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
A lot of criminals are being found by that, by the way.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a direct family member. It was like a couple jumps away, so like it took them a little bit to like...
Right.
Figure it out.
Dig on down.
I mean, it's a great true crime story if you like true crime. You know? That because there was just so many clues. There were so many clues that they couldn't put together. You know, like... And then I don't love unsolved crimes. Like, they frustrate me, so I just love that it got solved eventually, right?
Yeah, yep.
Ooh, there's a new subreddit that I love. I want you to keep an eye out for content for it, because I was trying to find stuff, and it's incredibly difficult, and I want it to be successful. So here's the post
started it?
Fired it, yeah, and started it. It says, if you choose not to wear a mask, we respectfully ask you that you... it was for a vintage store. That's important. It's a vintage store. If you choose not to wear a mask, we respectfully ask that you postpone your visit. We'll be happy to debate the efficacy of masks with you when this is all over and you come in to sell your dead grandmother's clothes. So someone called it... They were like, civil, savage. And so then... this person made the subreddit Civil Savage.
Awesome.
Which I love, and I want it to be able to be more like, right. So, you know, whatever. Yes. There was another one that I saw that was really great. Nevada's horror houses require men to wear condoms for disease prevention and spread. No exceptions. So, why do men think they are too smart to wear a mask for the same reasons? Why is that, dick face? Civil, savage.
There we go.
So, yeah, I love it. Where's the other one that I liked? I can't find it. But I want civil, savage to be successful. So, if you come up with anything, anybody who's listening, if you come up with anything that follows... Even just civil savage is okay. Oh, here. So this one has the first sign. It says, please practice social distancing 6 feet apart. And then underneath it, a second new sign says, did I fucking stutter, you plague rats? And then everybody is crammed together.
Yeah, that's funny.
So. Civil savage. So that is a delightful thing. And I've been looking for things that follow that pattern. And I know I see stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not something that you can easily, it's not easily searchable.
Mm-hmm.
But someday it will be. You just search civil savage.
Right.
Anything else going on, Shannon?
Not much. Just trying not to die. You know, while maybe getting out a little more. Yeah. I haven't been to a grocery store in like a month, I feel like. I haven't even ordered food in a while.
I'm out of my breakfast burritos and I haven't been able to find them.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been to grocery stores a lot because I've been out of breakfast burritos.
It's been like 3 weeks. I don't know. Ugh. I know I went to Bush's last weekend, but it was just to get like... Father's Day snacks, which I still managed to spend $75. So, you know, like you do on cheese and stuff. My mom loves halloumi, by the way. Halloumi. So every time I don't show up with it now, she asks why I didn't bring it.
Aw. So this fossil watch I wore for 15 years. This is me at a slumber parties event. This watch I wore from 1998 until 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a long ass time. And the face got so scratched. I was like, well, I'm sure that they can just replace the crystal. And I took the watch off when it got so scratched it was hard to read. And I promptly lost it because that is how Maggie works.
Right. And
fossil watches didn't look like that anymore. They look, the men's watches sort of do. Like, they're much bigger, though, and they have extra doodads on them. But the girls' watches have all been slim and rose gold. And I'm like, no, bitches, I want a fossil watch that looks exactly like it did in the
1996. Thank you.
That's what's back in style.
I might have some fossil watches laying around from 1996.
I'll look for you. I bought myself, well, if you find one, I would have more than one, but I bought myself. So I just
one off eBay.
No, this
Poshmark.
It's new. I bought it from fossil.com. And look at it. It's just, I mean, it's not exactly like my old, damn it.
I saw a glimpse. I got it.
It's not exactly like my old one, but goddamn, is that close enough?
Yeah.
So I was excited because they've just been so slender, and then they're like, ooh, leather bands are in. And I'm like, no, I don't do leather. I'm a vegetarian. I want a metal band, and I want it to look like it's from 1996. Right. Not early 90s, mid 90s.
Yeah.
I got mine in 1998 and wore it for 15 years before it became too scratched. So I'm delighted. And it was on sale for $70. So I got a replacement fossil watch that looks like my old fossil watch.
Nice. That's fun.
I'm excited.
I bought a big gay purse. Did you see my big gay purse?
It's not giant. It's just, it's tiny.
It's not tiny. It's a normal size purse.
It's a, it's purse. Like a, you know, a little hip hugger.
Yeah.
It has like rainbow everything.
I love
Even like
the rainbow straps.
And that's the coach is rainbow. Like everything's rainbow. So
it's
I love it.
Rainbow coach bag.
I kind of got it for a Disney maybe. So
I could have got the big ass version of this, which is more my style. When I spend $100 on a coach purse, I just get like the biggest bag for my buck. But
yeah.
I was like, I kind of want a baby purse. So I love it.
Ashley purchased magic bands for her and her family. And I knew I'd seen the Baby Yoda magic bands. So I was like, I'm gonna get myself a Baby Yoda magic band.
I think like $25
are sold out on the Disney website. They are gone. And they didn't even come out until December. And then the park was closed since March. And I was like, how did all the Baby Yoda bands sell out? Well, let me tell you how. Everybody bought them. They're all on eBay. There's a million Baby Yoda magic bands on eBay.
For $75.
Nope. Actually, you were right. They were originally $25, and you can find some of them for $31. So I was like, you know what? If I bought just that from Disney, it would be about that because of
tax and shipping.
Because of tax and shipping. Yeah. You know? Like if I
got also go to Etsy and see if they have any like maybe custom ones. I know Etsy sellers sell them too.
Yeah, they sell things for like you would get a plain magic band and then they sell like stickers that go on it, like covers for them. But no, I bought a $31 Baby Yoda off of eBay.
You know, because you don't
I was like, look at that's the magic band I want, god damn it.
You guys are funny. I don't know if I'm gonna get us magic bands or not. So
it's not necessary. You can do everything on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I talked about with my travel agent.
Yeah. No, they're not. So. They're not necessary at all.
And that's why they're not like sending them out anymore. They're like, that's like the one thing Disney decided to cut to save some money.
Well, here's the thing. The people who wanted them, because they would send out the free ones and they were plain colored. And people who wanted magic bands and who were into magic bands paid for the fancy magic bands. So Disney was like, if people are going to pay for the fancy ones still, we don't need to be sending out the free ones.
Yeah.
There's a other reasonable option.
Yep.
It's not like magic bands are gone. Just free magic bands are gone.
Right. Correct.
You can still use a magic band.
Yes. I still have mine from a few years ago, but I know the battery dies after so long. So.
Yeah. My one magic band that I got for free was gray in color. So
yeah, I have a pink one and Scott has a blue one.
Great.
I am going to miss that box coming, though, with all our names and shit in it.
That part was exciting.
That is magical. That Disney touch. So, anyway. Are we ready for internet meme of the week, or did you already, like, spend your load on Civil Savage?
Nope. This one was great. I was saving it for internet thing of the week. It's got Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan. Why did the movies come out 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3? And Yoda says, in charge of scheduling, I was.
Love it.
I know. So that was my internet thing of the week. And then this one is great for the picture. Like, I just, so they were talking about toppling the statues of the Confederacy. And then other people were like, just leave it as a horse. And so this person photoshopped this, but the legs are still on it. They just like whited out the person sitting on it. So it's
a horse,
but there's still human legs on it. And that then they wrote hilarious. Over the name and it says horse.
I love it.
When I saw that, it made me laugh really hard. So,
I mean, because if you took off the man, that's what it would look like. You're not going to remove the legs.
Right.
So that's funny.
So, yes. Oh, and then this one is very cute. This is my one last little thing. So it's got four little dogs, and we have a Hufflepug, a Ravenpaw, a Slobberin, and a Griffin dog.
Yeah.
They're all wearing little Hogwarts outfits.
Hogwarts.
They're cute. So that's all. Those are our things of the week. That's all I had to say.
Cool.
Find us.
General Bagpain has a new album out. So
yes. Go find it, y'all.
There's a vinyl release right now. I don't think the digital release is out yet. So find him on Twitter at General Bagpain, and he's tweeted the link of where you can go buy it. It is shipping out of Italy for 35 euros. So a little pricey for us to get here in America, but go support local art.
That's right.
It's shipping out of Italy.
We promise you that when the digital release happens, we'll let you know about that.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, find us on the interwebs at That More Thing, because that is the name of this podcast, and that's where you find us. But you can also find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And
this is episode 240.
This has been episode 242 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.